Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a blessing being able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord wants to wash you and make you clean. Make you brand new women, brand new men. The Lord has blessed us with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry. Sir Velvet and myself could go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed the jails and prisons back in 2020. Praise God. I know this is January 2022. The coronavirus is still raging. The Omicron variant is out there. But we are still on radio, preaching the gospel. The ministry is still going on. Praise God. Those of you that listen to our broadcast, praise the Lord is concerned about you that's behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world. The Lord is concerned. Praise God. He wants to change your life, make your life brand new. Praise God. We got a powerful broadcast on today. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet is here. She's going to be singing her spiritual songs. Praise God. We're going to listen to a message that was preached at the Trial and the Fire Church on being filled with the Holy Ghost. We'll hear part of that today here on the broadcast. So we got very much going on. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for this exciting, amen, inspirational program. Praise God. Here on the Heaven Bound Train, Prison Ministry Broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord has really anointed you to sing inspirational songs. Praise God. Amen. She sings when we be in the jails and prisons before I preach. It blesses the people so much. Praise God. So, amen. Come on with your spiritual song, Missionary Velvet.
Praise the Lord, everybody. And Happy New Year again. We know in the beginning of the year we make new resolutions to the Lord, to what we're going to do in our natural lives and all that. And so this song I had wrote last year, but I think it's appropriate for to think about our new year and our resolution for our soul. And his song said, look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. See who you really are. See who you really are. Don't be like James said. Behold is the man who look at his natural face in the mirror. Walk us away and immediately forget what a man of man he was. So stand there, don't walk away. Look at yourself in the mirror and see who you really are. What is in your heart? What is on your mind? What manner of spirit you have? Is it of God or is it a man? So look in that mirror, look in that mirror, and see yourself. Be honest in your heart, so God can operate on you. He is the master physician, the only one who can remove those blockages, to remove those clogs that caused you to have syncope. Don't do the spell and cause you to fall apart. So look in that mirror and see yourself, and then allow the Lord operate on you. Then he will give you medicine, dog medication, recover you, to cause you to have control of your temper, to cause you to have that forgiving spirit, to treat others as you want to be treated, to have love in your heart, want you want another, to do good to those that treat you wrong, and despitefully use you, but most of all, to have the Holy Spirit within you, leading you and guiding you each and every day. So look in that mirror, look in the mirror, don't walk away, stay right there and see who you really are. Let God see you, he see your potentials, and make you what you need to be. So look in that mirror and stand there.
Praise God, amen. That's a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational song. He encouraged us to look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Look at the Word of God as a mirror. Look at the Word of God. See ourselves. See what we need to do to make changes, to live a life to please the Lord. It's important to please God. Yes, it does. Praise the Lord. It's not enough for the Spirit to get on you and you be good sometime. Some people just satisfy because they get a little shaken and feeling good. But look at Ezekiel. He preached the word to the dry bones. The dry bones shake, but he looked again, won't no life in them. So many Christians are shaking, but they don't have the life of Christ. That's the reason why they're up and down. That's the reason why they fall down in sin and have to repent all the time. But God wants to put the Holy Ghost in us. When he put us in us, then he'll seal us up. Fix us so we can live right and do right. Glory to God. Let's hear a portion of this message coming from, praise God, the Word of God, Tumble being filled with the Holy Ghost, that was preached at Trident and Fire Church, the church that I pastor, praise God, here in Richmond, Virginia. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God wants to fill us up so he can walk and talk in us. The Holy Ghost is a spirit. And when he comes in us, he fills us up from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet to our fingertips. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go into a live service already in progress where the Word of God is being preached to the people. Amen. Be blessed. Praise God. As we listen to the message. Glory to God.
Amen. On today, praise God, we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. Praise God. People love to talk about the Spirit. Praise God. So we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. God wants to put his Spirit in the people. He wants to live in you. He wants to walk in you. He wants to talk in you. Praise God. Amen. Title of the message is, God wants to live in you. So many people, amen, talk about the Spirit.
Yeah.
And the Spirit get on It's nice the Spirit get on
you.
But, amen, God wants to get in you.
That's right.
Glory to God. So many Christians, the Spirit of God get on them.
Come on.
But don't get in. But God wants to not just get on you, but the Lord wants to get in you. When he in you, praise God, he fills you up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet to your fingertips. Don't be no work for the devil. And none of it works. Sound good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. No strife. No evil. Cause you be filled up with God. Please don't serve. Ephesians 5:18. Let's see what Paul said to the people. Praise God. I'm a Bible preacher. Amen. I'm made up of scriptures. Praise the Lord. Amen. To those of you that listen to the broadcast, can't get it all in one broadcast. So you get it in pieces till I finish the message. But to those of you in this service today, and those that are listening through by social media, you should get it all in one piece.
All right.
Oh God. Be filled and run it over with the power of the Holy Ghost. Spirit. Don't be drunk, but be filled. what the Lord done for you. Don't get up and turn the news. Like on Channel 6, on CBS, or NBC, or NBC, or CNN. But you get up and testify what the Lord done for me. I'm a witness that the Lord can do. And the Lord can save you. And God can keep you. And the Lord can cause you to live right. And love one another. Thank y'all, say amen. Thank y'all, be a witness. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Sanctify yourself.
Because you're sanctified. Be you your soul.
Yes, Lord.
For you're sanctified.
Yes, Lord.
In your soul.
Yes.
Oh, God, I tell you, you're sanctified. You, amen, you love Jesus. You don't love that word. But you love Jesus. And sing that song. I'll take Jesus for mine. I'll take Jesus for mine. You can have this whole wide world. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus for mine.
Praise the Lord, amen. Filled with God. When you fill with the Lord, then the Lord will put the treasures of heaven in your soul. The fruit of the Spirit be in there. You got love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance. I'm telling you, good fruit be hanging on your tree. No room for the devil and none of his works. Praise the Lord. Because be full of with God. Rather with the Spirit of God get in you. Not just on you, but get in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to be filled up and run over with the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Wonderful message. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Be filled with God. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for this powerful message. Be filled with the God. Amen. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sicken their bodies. Lord, I come against the coronavirus. Lord, I come against the variants of it. Omicron, Delta, all the variants. Lord, deliver the people from the flu, from the pneumonia. Praise God. Heal in the name of Jesus. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Let them know, Jesus, you can change lives. They won't be the same anymore. Deliver people from alcohol, from drugs, Lord, from the lust of the flesh. Lord, put your joy in their soul, their peace and love in their hearts. Lord, deliver the people. Lord, bind that devil that wants to stir up violence in our streets, our cities and towns. Those that want to take lives, commit murder. Lord, bind that devil. Lord, that homicide demon. Lord, that sexual assault demon, that suicide demon, Lord, bind them demons. Lord, deliver the people in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Everybody say amen. 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 Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Vail.
Praise him, praise him, praise the song. Said there is no secret what my God can do. What he's done for others, he will do the very same thing for you, hallelujah. So you believe that prayer, that message, hallelujah. You can be filled with the Spirit, hallelujah. The Lord can mold you and make you be. Hallelujah. So you just keep on thinking and keep on praising God for your blessing and your touch today, and don't let it go. Don't behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But God loves you even more. I often say that if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. No matter what state you in, Jesus can pick you up and give you a solution to your problem. Those that are in the free world, we think of your prayers in support of our ministry. You also can call for prayer and counseling, because God has no respect of person. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Praise the missionary Velvet and myself. Soon as it's a green light, be going back into the jails and prisons to minister to those that behind prison bars. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. It's a great big website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Just help yourself and be blessed. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.